This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. I just thought I'd share a little gem with you that I've been reading since, subhanallah, we're coming towards the end of Ramadan now. I mean, you know, so much of it has passed now. And I wanted to share this with you so that hopefully we could try and make the end of Ramadan better than the beginning. So, you know, the way you end something is usually, is the way that, inshallah, that gives a sign as to whether you succeeded in it or not, right? So the great scholar Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi, rahimahullah, he talked about fasting, and he talked about the levels of fasting. So I want you, while I'm describing the three levels of fasting that he mentioned, to just try and think, you know, which level am I at, right? Because when you think about what level you're at now, you can then think about, you know, how you could possibly improve, right? So this is the first and most basic level of fasting, level one, right? Level one is the most basic level of fasting, refraining from food, drink, and intimate relations during the daytime. And this is, of course, what the minimum requirement for our fast is. So that's like a level one fast. That's what's required of every believer, right? Unless they have an excuse in Ramadan. So what's the second level of fasting? The second level of fasting is, it's a higher level of fasting, okay? It's to fulfill everything that I just mentioned in the first level, okay? So refraining from food, drink, and intimacy. But it's also, on top of that, you actually start refraining from looking at things that are haram, right? So lowering your gaze and preventing your tongue from doing things that are haram, from speech that is haram, right? Things like backbiting, things like lying or swearing or profanity and that kind of thing, right? And you prevent your hands from doing haram. You prevent your feet from going to haram places. You prevent your ears from hearing haram. You prevent your eyes from seeing haram. And the rest of your body parts from committing sinful acts. So that's the second level of fasting, right? It's like a higher level. You're starting to be more vigilant with all of your senses, with all of your body parts. It's not easy, right? But I think that's the one that we really want to start. We really want to aim for once we've fulfilled the basics, right? But then there's actually another level of fasting. And this is the ultimate, the highest level of fasting. And this one is quite difficult. He said that the highest level of fasting is when one fulfills the requirements of the first and second level, okay? So you're refraining from food and drink, and intimacy during the daytime. That's level one. You're also lowering your gaze and preventing your limbs and your body and your hearing and your eyes and tongues from doing haram, right? But now also, he says, we strive to pull our hearts away from yearning after the things of this world and the affairs of this world and all the thoughts that distance us away from Allah, subhanallah. So not only now are we engaging in, you know, the basics, protecting our limbs and our bodies and our tongues from doing haram, but now we're also involving our heart, the spiritual heart. Right? As Muslims, we believe that there is not just the physical heart. Physical heart, of course, we know about that. Physical heart can get diseased if it's not looked after. But similarly, the spiritual heart can also get diseased if it's not looked after, right? So the third level of fasting is that we pull our hearts away from yearning after this world, from being too immersed in the things of this dunya, this world, and that we distance ourselves away from those things and towards Allah. This also means not overfilling ourselves with food during the night and eating moderately. Because, you know, food is a type of materialism, right? Indulging in food is dunya. It's a worldliness, right? It's one of the pleasures of the world, right? Indulging in luxurious food. And he said, this article says, we all know that overeating leads to lethargy. Yes, it does. In our worships. And it defeats one of the aims of fasting, right? Which is to detach ourselves away from this dunya and the indulgences of the dunya. So, you know, subhanAllah, the scholars of Islam, they say the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put food on this earth, and I read this in, I read it in Ihya Ulumuddin of Imam al-Ghazali, that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed food on this earth is so that human beings would have enough energy to worship him. So what does that mean? That means that if you've got good food, if you're eating your fill, you should also be worshipping Allah more, right? So anyway, I'm going to leave you with those thoughts. Just a short little video for you, so that hopefully we can start striving even more for these last days. Could we reach a level 3 Ramadan this year by detaching ourselves away from the dunya? By not indulging in constantly checking social media, the news. And subhanAllah, Allah's made it easy for us this year to detach. We are literally in lockdown, right? We're literally forced to be detached. In a type of forced i'tikaf, as my dad would say. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us strive not only to do the minimum, but also to protect our gaze, our hands, our tongues, and all of our limbs from haram, and also our hearts. Detach our hearts from being too immersed in the things of this material world. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.